With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At least 11 Americans among those killed in the Hamas attack on Israel, that's according to the White House. Israel says the terrorists are holding 150 captives, some of them soldiers, some civilians. Hamas has threatened to start killing the captives. Some of those who survived the terrorist ambush of concertgoers are speaking out about the horror they experienced. One of them says she was thinking that
maybe it's the end and maybe we're going to die here, because it felt like in my next step, they're going to shoot me. And I just freaked out. But I couldn't stop running.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says though Israel didn't start this war, Israel will finish it. The Biden administration coming under criticism for freeing up $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets and for easing some sanctions on Iran, despite growing evidence that Iran helped to plan and execute the deadly attack on Israel. California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy says President Biden needs to take action, behave like the leader of the free world instead of sleeping or hosting a White House barbecue as the Middle East burns.
Turn off the barbecue and speak to the American people. Be the leader the world is looking for. Otherwise, the world will stay unsafe.
Until recently, McCarthy was Speaker of the House. His successor could be named tomorrow, with the House due to vote on a new speaker. Tonight, lawmakers will attend a candidates' forum. Jim Jordan and Scalise among those seeking the speaker's gavel. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 177 points, the NASDAQ up 121. This is SRN News. Bad news for two Oklahoma Methodist churches.
The state Supreme Court has decided that the two congregations cannot leave the United Methodist Church without the denomination's formal approval. The justices ruled that civil courts shouldn't have any say in such religious disputes. Officials with First United Methodist Church and Church of the Servant, both in Oklahoma City, say they will explore other options. Thousands of congregations are quitting the UMC over issues of homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Depending on what poll you trust, up to 30% of Americans now describe themselves as non-religious. They're referred to as the nuns, and half of them say they are atheists or agnostics. The other half just say they're followers of no particular faith. The nuns span class, gender, race, ethnicity, and age. More than 4 in 10 young adults are nuns, and researchers say that's a sign this cohort will grow. This is SRN News. Three Federal Reserve officials are hinting about the next step for interest rates.
Philip Jefferson, vice chair of the Fed's board, and the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Lori Logan, both suggested in speeches interest rates may be left unchanged in 3 weeks at the next meeting. A surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without any more action by the Fed. The goal has been to get inflation down to the Fed's 2% target. Since March of last year, the benchmark short-term rate has gone up 11 times. Also, last week, Mary Daly, president of the San Francisco Fed, said if longer-term interest rates remain high, the need to take further action is diminished. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the International Monetary Fund is warning that the world's economy is losing momentum in the face of higher interest rates, combined with the ongoing war in Ukraine and widening geopolitical conflicts. More details, SRNnews.com.